Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Thursday, the 21st of July, 2011. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching through the Psalms of Ascent. That's numbers 120 to 134. The sermons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts give a bit more information. And today, we're in Psalm 130, verse 7. It reads, O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. Unfailing love, full redemption. The psalmist is coming to a positive conclusion to the end of his psalm. He began in the depths. He has brought his sin before God. He knows that there is forgiveness with God, and so he is patient, waiting patiently and, I think, eagerly for his redemption. And now he calls on his fellow companions, the travellers on this pilgrimage, to also put their hope in the Lord, to experience his unfailing love and to look forward to his full redemption. The sun is breaking through. The darkness of distress is banished. And here we are given two reasons for hope. First, unfailing love. It reminds me of the song that's based on the passage in Lamentations chapter 3. Verse 21 to 26, let's have a look at that passage. The Lamentation says, Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, The Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. So many parallels between that passage and Psalm 130. I wonder if one had read the other before writing what they wrote. Here, compassions in Lamentations 3 is the Hebrew word racham, and it has a connection with the womb, the idea of the mother cherishing the one growing inside her womb as she is pregnant. There's that compassion, that feeling of tender love and care, a great sense of mercy and compassion, deep, deep within. And that's God's unfailing love for us, deep within his soul, his heart, his character. And his unfailing love is dependent upon his faithfulness, because he is faithful to us even when we are not faithful to him. Chapter 2 of 2 Timothy, verse 13, If we are faithless, he will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself. This is deep within him. Our part, considering his compassion, considering the unfailing nature of his love and his faithfulness to us, our part is simply to be honest about our sin, like the psalmist in Psalm 130. So, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. How do we experience the Lord's unfailing love? By confessing our sins and trusting that he'll be faithful to his promises to forgive our sins. Not only do we have unfailing love, but we also get full redemption. Full redemption, meaning that nothing is lacking. Our redemption is not partial. I am as holy before God today as I'm ever going to get because of what Jesus did, not because of who I am. We are sealed. I love Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. You also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit, guaranteeing our inheritance until the day of redemption, until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. We are sealed, we are guaranteed until the redemption that is promised to us. It's a wonderful thing to pray about. I was praying about this just this very morning. This seal of protection, this inheritance that is guaranteed and that will never perish, spoil, or fade. What a joy to have that as our hope. Therefore, because of these promises, we bring our sins to God. We trust him for forgiveness and we wait patiently for the day when our inheritance is received in all its fullness. Like the song, There is a Redeemer. There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Jesus, my Redeemer, name above all names, precious Son of God, Messiah, Lamb for sinners slain. When I stand in glory, I will see his face, and there I'll serve my King forever in that holy place. I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.